It's hard not to walk around our listening area and find someone with a bracelet on that says, "Live like Marley." And on this show, we continue to celebrate the life and legacy of Marley Drew Sullivan, who tragically lost her life in July of 2024. Out of such darkness came some light. There are so many different ways that the community continues to live like Marley. And here this morning on Palmetto Mornings, we're learning about another effort where we can continue to carry on her zest for life. And so I'm going to turn it over to Ashley at this point.
Yeah. So I, we've talked about this before. I am, of course, am a board member of the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation, a proud board member. And one of the initiatives that we were very passionate about establishing was for Marley's friend group to come together and be a part of our foundation, because the overall goal is, you know, one day we want them to really be a large part of this working board to make sure that our community continues to honor Marley's legacy and make sure that our community does live like Marley. So we came together, we established a student advisory committee, and the manager over the student advisory committee, and as well as their big service project, which is Marley's Closet, is Danielle Colon. And she was also a big part of our life and Marley's life by being a dance teacher at Step South Dance, where Marley was a huge part. And we all know that dancing was a huge part of the Sullivan family story. So welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And we want to just let our community know, we want to do an update on Marley's Closet. And now that we have had the closet now for, I guess, a little over 9 months, it's been nine months.
Yes.
We've been through some junior assemblies. We've been through some homecoming seasons. We've been through some prom seasons. And we want to continue that. But we're also looking for something new. So just kind of give us an update on Marley's Closet and what we're looking for.
Absolutely. So as Ashley said, yes, everyone that knew Marley Drew knew that dance was a huge part of her life. So in addition to prom dresses and homecoming dresses, junior assembly dresses, all those things, we are also looking for dance costumes, dance wear, active wear, things like that to do an additional sale and fundraising through those items as well.
Those items can get a little costly, and so we want to be able to be a service for the community. We know that prom dresses, I mean, we've had some sticker shock as we're looking at some of these dresses that have been donated from local dress shops and really dress shops from around the state of South Carolina.
Yes.
We pull out these dresses and sometimes they have price tags that, you know, are upwards $500. $1,200. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about what we do with the closet, what that price scale looks like, and how people can find us and get involved.
Absolutely. So right now we are using the Cotton Factory in downtown Rock Hill as our location for drop-offs and for our sales. We're actually able to house all of our inventory there, which is super helpful, and we are grateful for that opportunity.
Absolutely.
All of our dresses are either donated from really, like you said, pretty much around the whole state, from individuals, from local boutiques, also from Dazzle in Columbia. We would really like to show our appreciation to them as well, because they have donated numerous times and just donated again this past week about 50 dresses. All of them are brand new. They all have tags on them. And we are actually working on those right now to get those unloaded and get them processed so that those will be available for sale also. And our dresses, like Ashley said, have ranged from $500 to, I think the most expensive one I've seen with a tag on it was like $1,600, which, you know, if you're able to come in and get a dress even $500 and you're only paying $100, that's a huge, huge savings. But that is pretty much how we're handling those. We're getting those in. We're pushing them back out. We're selling all of our prom dresses for either $50 to $100, depending on if they're short or junior assembly dresses, homecoming dresses, things like that. Those are usually about the $50 dresses.
So we are going to have a drop-off this coming Sunday.
Yes.
Give us the details for that day and what we're looking for besides prom dresses.
Okay, so on the Sunday from 2 to 5, 3 hours at the Cotton Factory, we are accepting any donations for prom dresses also, but also for dance wear and active wear and costumes. So any old dance costumes that you're not using anymore, we would love, love, love for you to donate those so that we can pass those along and give someone else the opportunity to get some really good deals and feel good about themselves in these beautiful costumes.
Absolutely. And that's, of course, that's just another way that we can live like Marley. That's exactly what.
Absolutely.
And if you knew Marley, you know that she loved all things sparkle. She did sparkle on stage. She would have sparkled on stage in a paper bag, but she did sparkle on stage because of costumes, and costumes and costuming was a big part of her dance story. So we love that we can do that for people at a discounted rate. Danielle, tell us a little bit about what we use this money for that we do get from the closet. Absolutely. And the importance of that.
Yes. So our goal is we are using this money to be able to offer scholarships to students. The Marley G. Sullivan Foundation was able to award four, is that correct?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Four scholarships just a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. So with everything starting, 9, 10 months ago?
Yeah.
We have been able to do so much with the help of so many individuals that are local, even ones that aren't local, mm-hmm. which have, you know, really just chipped in, jumped in, and are willing to help in any way that they can to keep Marley's legacy alive.
That's right. And those scholarships, we were able to award two. We called those the Live Like Marley scholarship, and that was for two upcoming college freshmen. And then we were able to award some dance scholarships, and that was open to just anybody who needed maybe some assistance mm-hmm. to be able to do dance, whether that was just for their monthly tuition or their costuming or their choreography fees. So we were able to award four young girls scholarships, and just to be able to be in that room and see their face and their parents' faces and what that means is just huge. So again, that was just another way that we can do what we said that we were going to do to honor her memory and to always make sure that we're living like Marley and passing that along.
And Danielle, what does that mean to your dance community to see outsiders who maybe knew Marley and those that have learned about her story in the past year that did not know her but have felt moved to support and help in some way? How does that help your dance community
as a whole?
Yeah, as a whole, and then beyond after that.
I think that it has actually opened the door for a lot of people who didn't know Marley and didn't know the story, that we've all been able to share that. And I think it has driven them more to the art side mm-hmm. as far as wanting to enroll in dance and in any of the local dance studios, to become a part of what that is and to learn what it can do for you as an individual. You know, dance is a huge, it's just one of many arts, but it's a huge a self-confidence builder, self-esteem builder. It has such a positive impact on so many children of all ages. And, you know, I know for myself, and probably any dance teacher would absolutely love to foster those things for children.
Which is what Danielle does weekly. I mean, she does do that not only for our committee and our foundation, but at the dance studio itself.
Absolutely.
Well, it opens a lot of doors, right?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Whether they want 100%. To continue to dance in college or beyond, great. Mm-hmm. If not, you gave them the confidence to be on stage mm-hmm. alone sometimes to do a dance number, mm-hmm. work with a group where you have to all share equal ability, you share equal abilities and the same spotlight, mm-hmm. which sometimes some like it more than others. So it's a lot of life lessons that they're learning. They really realize it when they become an adult and they're like, wow.
Life skills in the wild.
Absolutely.
I remember doing that during dance, or we did that during dance. I've heard those conversations in this room with guests mm-hmm. sitting where you're seated right now.
I truly feel that, being able to, like I said, foster all of these things for these children and to let them grow through the art of dance and to really be able to become just a well-rounded young adult is just a great thing.
Right. And of course, a way that we, our foundation, is going to be able to do that in our community is, of course, most of the fundraising that we do, aside from the scholarships, is to help get the Performing Arts Center built in downtown Rock Hill. It's going to be called Marley Center. So we're really excited about that and be listening for more details in the next couple of months regarding that as well.
So clean out your closets, donate what you can this Sunday from 2 to 5.
Yes.
At the Cotton Factory, and you'll see a lot of smiling faces, and continue, remember, to live like Marley. Danielle, great catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Danielle. Yeah.